Shut up and sit down.
Good afternoon, real estate investors. This is Scott Lurie coming to you with the Hard Truths by Scott Lurie. Today we are discussing a relatively interesting topic on what makes an investor successful. We receive at our office hundreds of applications, and those applications are for the financing of non-owner occupied real estate, and all of those applicants are, in our world, defined as real estate investors. They are seeking to make a profit from real estate. Whether the profit's coming from the exact sale of the asset, or the profit's coming from cash flow, or the profit's coming from a cash out refi and then cash flow. All of our parties that travel past us every day are focused on one of those, call it three defined exit strategies to yield profit. What we find interesting, or what I find interesting, is how often do we have the very good, successful real estate investor that starts with a transaction, one, two, three, five transactions, and from the one, two, three, five transactions ends up becoming incredibly successful, and the business, which might have been a hobby or might have been a supplemental income to their family or friends or whoever they're partnering with, turns into a real viable business for them. I always wonder, why did that person become so successful? And I spent a little time over the past couple of weeks looking at what makes some of our really successful borrowers successful being a real estate investor. And I wanted to share a couple of those thoughts with you, because everybody wants to be successful, right? That is, you're born with the idea that you want to be successful. And I appreciate that and understand that. The second piece of it that's so critical is what makes that person successful. We've talked a lot about hustle, and that's something that no one can teach you, right? That's something that is not in a book. It's not in a podcast or on a YouTube short. But let's talk about that for a minute, because this is an underlying piece of what makes the successful clients of ours really successful, is that they never stop hustling. What does that mean? We get applications from that successful borrower at 1, 3, 5, 7 a.m. in the morning. We also get it from them at 5, 7 p.m. at night. This person is eating, sleeping, and breathing real estate. But what? Get past the hustle for a minute, because that's something that they can't teach. What these folks have is a mind to understand that to be a real estate investor, additionally, it takes a tremendous amount of effort, dedication, and commitment to being successful. And so if you think about it, maybe in a little different aspect of what makes that person successful besides the hustle, right? Stipulating everybody needs to have the hustle, which is the unwavering passion to win. If you get past that, what gives them that next step is their commitment to being successful. Every day you start as a real estate investor is not a great day, right? There's days when you have hustled for a transaction and the transaction is not yours due to the seller changing their mind, or the seller selling to someone else, or the brother who's representing the family says, we want to hold on to it, or I'm going to buy it and fix and flip it myself. So there are days when are not great, but those days knock you down, but they certainly never knock you out. And our perpetual investors that are tremendously successful have that unwavering ability to be in this for the long run. And so we see a lot of TV, unfortunately I watch some of it, where it shows and says and indicates, oh yeah, get rich quick overnight, fix and flip or wholesaling or whatever the asset is or whatever the strategy is as a business in real estate. And I would caution everybody that you need to take the long approach, which is a steady discipline focus on business and the business being real estate for you to be successful in the long run, right? This is a business. This is a business that needs to have processes and systems in place. And so the second characteristic that really comes from people that are successful is they really have a disciplined approach towards process and to be successful in real estate. So what does that mean? Well, they have a process to how they're going to fix and flip a house. So many people have fixed and flipped houses. Many people have done it as a hobby, but the ones that are doing it 3, 5, 7, 10 times a month have a, let's say, for example, a steady crew, a crew that they use every time they're going to fix and flip. And what does that do for you? Well, it gives you the controls to make sure that you are delivering the same product every time that's a saleable product. You know, if you look at franchises, for example, what makes McDonald's, or let's use Chick-fil-A, what makes McDonald's or Chick-fil-A so good? Every time you go and order that darn Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, whether I'm in Brookfield, Wisconsin, or I'm in Detroit, Michigan, or I'm in wherever in the world, it always tastes the same, right? You feel me on that? It always tastes the same. And it's the same thing with the business of real estate, fixing and flipping. If you always are doing the same thing with the same crew, your finished product is always the same. And so having that ability to have a disciplined system in place is very important, in my opinion, of one of the key attributes to how some of our investors are rising to the top, as they've created the discipline and the system in place to fix and flip. What they also have done, which is equally as important, is how they source transactions. And so we see a lot of our guys and ladies that are investors that are saying, hey, I couldn't do something, whatever that something is. And the couldn't or the antis are, we don't hear those from any of our other successful borrowers. What they're doing is they have a system in place, whether they're buying from wholesalers, whether they're out sending their own letters, whether they're out text messaging and driving for dollars, whether they're automating a system where they have a acquisition team that's out there buying for them. Whatever the system is, these folks, the successful folks that we see, have a system around everything they're doing: acquisition, renovation, stabilization, meaning the tenant part of it, should that be part of their model. And then the other part of it is that they have an ample category of end lenders to exit the property. Our loan or our process is very defined, right? It's a defined metric. And our borrowers are very defined. The ones that are very successful are very defined, that on the anniversary of their loan, they're able to pay off the loan on the day to refinance into long-term stabilized capital, which makes them incredibly successful. And so what does this all mean? What is the highlight of the characteristic? The characteristic of that party is that they are disciplined in all facets, not just one, related to real estate investing. And you can see the difference right away when you talk to them on the phone or they're on their 50th transaction of the year and you're saying, man, how is this guy doing, or woman doing 50 transactions, and this guy over here is doing 2 and struggling? Same home, same comp, same location, same everything. And so the secondary approach that I think is very important is that you create a disciplined approach towards your business of real estate investing. You are not an investor. You are a business person focused on real estate and real estate investing. And I think that's super critical and something that we really have to change our mindset. And then, you know, I would tell you that what we see, which is most intriguing underneath the space of being successful in the real estate world, is what happens when a problem occurs, right? Because as we know, problems occur every day. And what we find is the ultra successful investor that's focused on real estate investing understands that they're going to run into problems. And when they run into these problems, they're able to come up with solutions. Whether that solution is to call us as a lender and say, hey, I misbudgeted for a foundation that I didn't know about, or they're able to never call us and navigate through that on their own. We don't know a lot of that. I spoke to a borrower, wow, it was maybe 2 weeks ago, and I had to give him a pep talk. It was more of a moment of, hey, borrower, what's going on? Your property. And so he said, yeah, go look at it. Go look at the property. So I went out to his property was a property here in Milwaukee. He was 95% done with this property. 95%. The property looked great. It was a great renovation, a great finished basement, it was a great corner lot. The guy was doing amazing. He just couldn't get to the finish line. And I said to him, I said, "You're right at the finish line. What do you need? How can I help you?" Well, what turned out is that he needed a few extra dollars. And what we traditionally don't offer, the ability to get a few extra dollars, in this scenario, after visiting the property myself and seeing where the status of it, I went out there and we offered to help him out with a few extra dollars. And I spoke to this person yesterday just to follow up. "Hey, how's it going?" And well, I'm sure you were blown away like I was. He said, "I just listed the property. I have a full price offer on it and it's under contract." And he is going to make $45,000 net profit. So if you think about it, his problem was communication. I nudged him because I needed to speak to him. But my nudging him got him to be successful. So what if I wouldn't have nudged him, there was a 50% chance he would have failed, right? 50-50. The short answer is I nudged him and now he's going to be successful. So the reason I say that to you is the proactive successful investors are nudging themselves. They're not waiting for lender, borrower, mom, dad, brother, sister, uncle to nudge them and say, "Hey, guy, get over the finish line." What they're saying is, "I've got a problem. I'm at the finish line and I'm going to get there." And that to me is what really separates the very successful real estate investors from the ones that are learning to real estate invest or don't understand real estate investing as a business yet, but it's more of a investment. I'm investing in real estate and hopefully I win. And so to culminate all of those thoughts from a high level, one is you have to have the hustle, right? I can't teach that to you. You got to have a burning desire to be successful and win. The second piece of this is you have to have a process in place under all aspects of what you're doing in this business. That includes real estate acquisition. That includes renovation. That includes disposition. That includes everything. Everything you're doing needs to have a process behind it. And yes, it's okay to write down that process. Even if the process is, "I'm going to go drive 4 homes," that's a process. Write that down, understand what it is, and you will be successful. And then the third piece of it is obviously those that are able to navigate the waters to bob and weave through what is the challenges of real estate investing. There's challenges all along the way, whether it's the acquisition front of it, whether it's the disposition side of it, whether it's the renovation side of it, contractor side of it, or the refinance side of it. Everything has problems. But what makes our successful investors successful is really their ability to navigate these waters and be a disciplined, successful, bobbing and weaving real estate investor. And so for that, I wanted to share a couple thoughts with you today. My name is Scott Lurie. If you need or would like to talk about this topic or any other topics focused on real estate, please feel free to reach out to us on social media or visit our website at thehardmoneyco.com. Thank you.